From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every year during the fall, families come together to celebrate Dia de los Muertos, honoring loved ones who have passed away, and for a small window of time, welcoming their souls back for a brief reunion with the living. And this year, the Sun Valley Museum of Art is commemorating the Day of the Dead with a series of events that will feature artists, authors, music, as well as workshops. So joining us today to talk more about the program is Christine Bretal, Director of Performing Arts and Lectures at Sun Valley Museum of Art, and Rutgers Professor and Author Regina Markey. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks.
Nice to be here.
So, Christine, can I start with you? And can you just basically tell our listeners a little bit about Dia de los Muertos if they're not familiar with it?
I think I better throw that straight to Regina.
She's the total expert. Okay.
Yes. Day of the Dead is a celebration that takes place annually on November 1st and 2nd. And it's a fusion of Roman Catholic traditional rituals for All Saints Day and All Souls Day, combined with pre-Columbian indigenous rituals for honoring deceased relatives, which would mean making altars for them and offering certain foods and beverages to honor the deceased.
And I have to say, Regina, for me, I mean, I've always known about Dia de los Muertos, but I don't think I fully understood it or appreciate it really until the movie Coco came out. And that might be a really silly reference, but I thought it was such a beautiful way to introduce this tradition to non-Latino people.
Yes, it was. And in fact, many, many schools are using that movie right now to teach children and families about the meaning of this celebration. And it was very widely a loved movie, both among the Mexican-American community and in Mexico.
So Christine, your celebration of the Day of the Dead is a product of the Sun Valley Museum's Bilingual Arts Program. So how did that effort get started?
So we have, for a long time, I mean, we work in our local schools a lot as a museum, and we were finding that we were super happy with our outreach to the Latino community here, but we're happy with only really our school age population. Our local population is about 24% Latino in Lynn County at this point, and we were not finding in our sort of adult regular programming that same number and kind of representation from our Latino community. So about two to three years ago, we started having regular meetings with a handful of people from the Latino community with the real purpose of trying to reach our Latino community in a better way. And we landed on collectively the idea of really focusing on celebrations and holidays, and Dia de los Muertos was such a perfect fit. Both it times in with the Hispanic Heritage Month that is celebrated, as well as something that I think more and more people from a wider range of communities are excited about celebrating Day of the Dead and honoring loved ones that have passed, which, and especially I think during COVID, it's become something that has dovetailed really beautifully. We did our first celebration last fall, and then we've really kind of blown the doors off this year about celebrating.
Yeah. Regina, why is Day of the Dead so culturally significant?
Well, throughout Latin America, I know most people are familiar with Mexico's Day of the Dead celebrations, and they certainly have the most famous and elaborate celebrations. But throughout Latin America, where you have agrarian indigenous populations, there's been historically a very strong connection people feel for their departed ancestor, so that even when somebody is no longer on this earth, their spirit is considered to be very present always. And so this is something that's culturally significant for particularly indigenous peoples, but really if you go to any cemetery in Latin America on November 1st and November 2nd, you'll see people, all kinds of people, whether they're indigenous or not, laying flowers by the tombs, laying mementos, candles, praying, visiting, picnicking by the cemeteries. It's just, the cemeteries are a really popular place on November 1st and 2nd.
And Christine, the celebration in Sun Valley, it started in mid-September, and I know it'll continue through October 29th. I've got just about a minute and a half left, so can you quickly tell us about some of the upcoming events? Because I know Regina will be one of your speakers.
Regina will be speaking here on October 6th, and actually that'll be live streamed too in case people are outside of the Wood River Valley and want to hear that. There's a link on our website. Then October 18th, we have the amazing poet and author Sandra Cisneros of the House on Mango Street. She'll be here Tuesday, October 18th, and that's going to be presented with the community library. We've got a band, Las Cafeteras, who are great out of East LA, who are coming on October 21st. There's a public concert. And then we're doing two kind of public gatherings, one to sort of help people prepare to create their own altars. We're doing that on October 22nd, which is a Saturday, at the Hunger Coalition's Bloom Center. And then on October 29th, we're wrapping it up with public altars. And we do a display that multiple organizations from around the valley will be creating their own altars, honoring loved ones potentially that were volunteers at their organization. And that'll be October 29th at our Haley location. And we've got a band for that too, Jarabe Mexicano, that are coming from also from Los Angeles. So that'll be a great way to kind of wrap it up. And then people hopefully will be able to go home and make their own altars for November 1st and 2nd, which is the traditional celebration days for this event.
Well, I want to thank both of you. We've been talking with Christine Brital, Director of Performing Arts and Lectures at Sun Valley Museum of Art, and Rutgers professor and author Regina Markey about the Day of the Dead. Regina will be speaking at the community library Thursday, October 6th at 6 p.m. This is the Idaho Matters podcast. I'm Gemma Gaudette.